Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item 17 is a revision of waste discharge requirements and water recycling requirements for San Benito County Services Area Number 45, Rancho Lorios. And we did have this on the consent calendar, but we had a question or two that came up, and so we have some fairly simple revisions that we'll need to go through, and then also we do have a speaker card for this one. So to go through the questions and the revisions that we're proposing is Scott Phillips of our staff.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Is your mic on, Scott? Is the green light on?
Now it's on?
Yep.
My name is Scott Phillips, and I'm responsible for drafting these waste discharge requirements. And unfortunately, the errors that have been discovered over the last 24 hours or so. So hopefully I can unravel this. Normally, of course, we'd like to take care of this a couple weeks ago, but only yesterday and a couple days before did anything come to my attention. The impetus for this was Mr. Daniel's questions initially. So I'll address first things that have come to my attention outside of that, and then I'll focus more on your questions. I got a late comment.
Scott, it is difficult to hear you.
All righty. How's this?
Better. That's better.
All righty. First, I'd like to address the comments that have come in this week from outside the board. The Homeowners Association, Mr. Harold Lister, sent in one comment. He just wanted to clarify the ownership and operational relationship of the treatment plant. So this would be finding number two. And originally it said owner and operator, being San Benito County. And he wanted to clarify. And when I read the clarification, I think you'll understand why this isn't still on the consent. Instead of owner and operator, the facility is actually owned by the Larwin Company, operated by Bracewell Engineering under a contract issued by San Benito County, and paid for by the residents of Rancho Lorios. So I've proposed to change language just to reflect that. The second change I was made aware of this morning by legal counsel. The CEQA finding is inappropriately listed, and it cites an NPDES regulation. So I would swap that out and put the proper language in.
That's on page 2, finding number 10.
Right, and in the staff report as well. It's in
right. And the proper language is, instead of section 13389 of the California Water Code, it should refer to Title 14 California Code of Regulations, section 15301, which is the exception or the exemption for existing facilities.
Okay. The third mistake was the sodium and the chloride limits listed within the order were actually transposed from what is in the staff report. So I would just recommend flipping those. They were correctly listed in the staff report, and I think the understanding was there, but wanted to make the correction in the order. Now this brings us to the clarifications and corrections in response to Mr. Daniel's questions.
I didn't understand which numbers are transposed in the order.
Okay.
Can you give the page number?
Yes.
Page 13.
It's under specifications, so that would be B1, the first specification. In the original draft, it listed chloride and sodium transposed. It listed chloride as 250 and sodium as 400.
So it should be chloride at 400,
right,
and sodium at 250?
Right, as it's listed in the staff report. I'm sorry I wasn't clear on that. But we'll come back to those limits in the final point as well. The first question, I'll just read it. It said page 2, table 1, is for Tres Pinos, whereas permit, WDR page 3, has a corresponding table for San Benito River, which is correct, is the question. One of them is referring to groundwater, and the other is referring to surface water. So I would just clarify that the staff report shows a groundwater objective for Tres Pinos subarea, and the order is under the surface water, where it's making reference to the nearest surface water to this discharge. So it is a little ambiguous, and I would like to clarify in the following way. We changed Table 1 in the staff report to reflect data for the Hollister subarea, not Tres Pinos. It turns out that these are close, but this one's more representative. And Table 5 in the order, and this wouldn't have a substantive change, but TDS and sodium limits in that are actually a little bit higher, so I don't believe it changes the context very much, but it is clarification. Second, I'd like to add to the order right below beneficial uses in the findings. This would be finding number 15. I would add a finding number 16, which lists the table that you were looking for, which would have the groundwater of the area. I think that would clarify it. Now, finally, the point that you brought up about the limits regarding salts. The comment was page 3, table number 2, has a sodium limit of 250, about 25% higher than effluent and 75% higher than groundwater. And you were proposing that the chloride limit be along those same lines, 25% higher than the effluent. Staff agrees, and I've talked to the discharger. They feel that this would be an appropriate change. However, they would request that we change the heading of that limit to monthly average rather than peak, or as it's listed now, and I feel it's appropriate, and it probably should have been in there in the first place. So that would be the recommended changes. As you requested, instead of 400 milligrams per liter for chloride, reduce it to 350 and change the heading of the column. That sums up all the changes. If you'd like, I think since this morning, I think I've cleared them up and actually put them into the order. If you want me, I can put them overhead. If you don't think you understand them correctly, I could do that. Or if you think they're clear, we could.
I, for one, understand it completely.
Okay. I also wanted to mention that Glenn Holdren is here from Bracewell and Associates. They're the operators of the facility. If there are any further questions.
I think that's the only speaker card I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Okay.
I would move approval of Steph's.
Who wishes to speak?
Is that for questions only?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I would move Steph's revised permit with all these corrections and changes and updates.
A second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well done.
Our next item would be 27, is that?
That's on the consent.
One of the...
27.
28.
That's it.